Monday saw a town hall meeting in Lawton regarding a petition drive that could place a sales tax issue on the November ballot. The group Oklahoma's Children, Our Future held the event at Cameron University and featured discussion with the initiative's conceiver and most prominent advocate, University of Oklahoma President David Boren. Boren said the 1 cent sales tax measure is necessary to improve Oklahoma's standing when it comes to funding education.
We're already 49th in the nation. And I think when the statistics are in, we find out what this round of cuts is doing. We'll be 50th in the nation, dead last, in what we spend per child to educate our children, all the way from early childhood up through the university level, through K-12 and all the rest of it, and career tech.
Boren said a sales tax was not the preferred option for increasing funding, but was the one that got the best response from both Democrats and Republicans. He said steps have been taken to ensure this measure would not see the same problems as previous education funding measures.
So we have written on there what we call a baseline. It says, okay, you can't cut below the current level and then take the money of the trust fund to make up the difference. In other words, this money has got to be on top of what we're now spending. That's the way the question's written. And it says it's a constitutional question. Because if it were statutory, they could change it at the state capitol or elsewhere. They can't change it without another vote of the people. Once we vote it, it's got to stay in this trust fund, be used for this purpose, and they can't substitute the money out. So we've had legal experts, one of the best ones in the country on this, and he thinks he's gotten it as airtight as you could possibly get it.
Oklahoma's Children, Our Future has until May 15th to gain 124,000 signatures to get the measure on the ballot. Boren said the group has already gathered over 50,000 signatures.